Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners. Today, I want to talk to you about how to kick butt and take names in your restaurant over the next 90 days. My name's Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. We all know the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know, where the hare runs out of the gate in the race, gets way ahead of the tortoise, but then runs out of energy, and eventually the tortoise catches up to win the race. And this is exactly how most restaurant owners think. They treat their business like a marathon, where it's more of the same every single day, and they're running out of energy. It's today, it's month after month, it's week after week, it's year after year of the same and the same. But you never really get what you want accomplished. But I have a challenge for you today. Instead of thinking of the next year as a marathon, I want you to think of it as four 90-day sprints, all-out sprints. And so if we had to think of it from today to the next 90 days, I have a question for you. What's your theme? What's the one thing you could focus all of that energy on for the next 90 days? For some of my clients, it's on growth, but we know that there's three ways you can grow your restaurant. You can get more new customers, you can get your current customers to spend more money, or you can get your current customers to come in more often. So just thinking about growth is not focused enough for a theme, because you can see how if you picked one of those topics for the next 90 days, focused all of your energy on that, and ran an all-out sprint, the kinds of results that you can get in your restaurant. And yet some of my other clients like to make a focus on lowering their expenses. You may be in a position where you don't even know your numbers yet, so maybe your theme for the next 90 days is to get more focus on your numbers, to understand your food costs and your beverage costs a little better. So then in your next 90-day sprint, you could really determine, is it growth that we need, or do we need to cut some expenses? So my question is, what's your theme for the next 90 days? Now, in order to ensure your success over that next 90-day sprint, I'm going to give you five tools that will dramatically help you over the next 90 days in that sprint. The first is know your outcome. You have to know what it looks like when you get there. You have to know that you've achieved. The second is to know your reason why. Why is it important right now in this moment for you to set the goal, the theme of the next 90 days to be an all-out sprint? That's what's going to keep the energy up. If you ever lose your energy, I want you to look back at your reasons why you decided right now was the time. The third is to take massive action, not some small little lazy action that will make a little bit of a change, you know, like the tortoise just kind of moseying along. No, this is a 90-day all-out sprint. You need to be like the hare. You need to crush it. You need to take massive action. The fourth is to measure your results. You have to come up with some KPI, some key performance indicators, to know if you're on track or not, to know that you're getting closer or further to your goal, which brings us to the fifth, which is to adjust and implement. So as you're measuring, if you get a little bit off course, you have to quickly get back on course, or if things are working really well, keep doing more of that. Now, the sixth, the bonus little tool that I want to give you is to rest and relax. So after this 90-day sprint, after it's all out, all of your energy, all of your focus, everything that you're doing to make this happen, take a couple days off, but I want you to schedule that. Take a couple days off, spend a couple days with your family. Maybe you go out of town, maybe you don't. Maybe you just play around a golf, but I want you to recharge your batteries so then when you come back in and set that next 90-day sprint, you're ready to go. So then my question for you right now is, do you have a theme for the next 90 days? If you do, I want you to put it in the comment section below. If you don't, I want you to come up with one right now while you're listening to this video. What's your theme for the next 90 days? Then I want you to download my 90-day planner. It'll be somewhere below this video here. There'll be a button for you to download that. It's completely free, and I want you to take 5 minutes right now when you download it and fill out that first page. Then the other pages will help keep you motivated throughout this next 90-day sprint. Listen, if you love this video, I want you to click the like button below here. Actually, I don't want you to click the like button. I want you to smash that like button. I want you to leave me a comment, and I want you to tell the world that you have a 90-day theme, that they need a 90-day theme, and I want you to declare it in the comment section below. I had a ton of fun making this video for you. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Let's keep the conversation going, and remember to smash that like button and download the 90-day planner. We'll be right back.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.